Now, as I mentioned, Shane and Sheena are with us in the studio. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. And, you know, I have no concept of how busy people can be until I look at how much you're doing. You know, first of all, you've all been involved in the music business. You know, Shane, you've, needless to say, been with Boyzone and all the other things that you've done. Sheena, you've worked with Blur and Westlife and Ms. Dynamite and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And then you guys meet and you fall in love. But the point is, how on earth can you fit so much in? Because Shane, you know, the pop career, the reality TV, is there a reality TV show you haven't been on? And the motor racing is very important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that's really what runs through my veins. Before music, I was a car mechanic, worked with my dad down in Finglas in Dublin, and he kind of built hot rods and stock cars, so I learned a good trade before music trade, and kind of went back to what I love most, and that's, I think, honestly, what flows through my veins. That's what I love. I've been racing since the late 90s. Started rally cars, went to track stuff, and then I'm back into rally cars this year, funny enough. Back rallying.
See, I was complaining yesterday on the programme, you know, about the young lads who drive along, say, the motorway, or even past your house. The motorway maybe not so bad, but they drive past your house with what I call a snorting exhaust. you're to blame for that. They all
the
want to be you.
The bangs, is that what you
Yeah, those popcorn exhausts.
You know, Shane once bought me a car and I gave it back to him because it was too loud.
Yeah, do you see, I'm with you, Sheena.
It just doesn't work when you're trying to park in Sainsbury's, you know?
No, you come in
exactly, starting an engine up and the old lady nearly has a heart attack, so...
Correct, you're announcing yourself.
Exactly.
I can't
suit the school run.
I can't get that at all. So, Shane, but the buzz you get from it, the buzz you get from being on the circuit, you know, ultimately, where would you like to? Would you like to take it even further? You know, would you like to be Formula One, or is that not in your ballpark?
No, funny enough, open wheels, let's call it. I'm a tin top guy. Yep. Open wheels, I've never been into the formulas of any sort. I think where I'm going now over the next 3 years will be Dakar. So I'm with Bowler, is a Land Rover defender, the new 90, and we've got a championship that starts, and they've drafted me in, and pretty much to take this 90 as a machine to Dakar. That's the plan over 3 years. So it's just something, you know, all disciplines of motorsport I've enjoyed, from drifting to track to rally to rally cross to all sorts of stuff, and this is just the next venture. And I think it's adventure lifestyling, perhaps, is where I'm going now, because circuits is corner, same corner, same corner, same corner, where rallying and stuff and Dakar is manoeuvring through terrain that you're seeing for the first time, you know, spotted on the spot and kind of reacting to that. So, yeah, adventure lifestyling.
Do I get the impression that you get more out of that than you ever got out of being up front with Boyzone?
You know, equal beauties of energy delivery, I suppose. Like standing on stage in front of 20,000 people here in the Odyssey, there's a pressure, and I don't mean bad pressure, I mean a force of energy that comes and hits you like a wall, which is just incredible. It goes through your veins, through your body. It's like, wow, what an experience. And I think motorsport gives me exactly the same thing. When you press that pedal, or if you hear that noisy exhaust that people don't like, it goes through my veins and through my body, and it gives me my thrill.
How did you guys meet? How did you come to be in his life, Sheena?
So it was the year 2000, and I was singing at the time, actually, with Westlife and at an event called Party in the Park, and that was held in Hyde Park, and it was for the Prince's Trust, a big concert with different artists playing. And I was finished work, so I'd been on stage, sang, went back to just to get something, a little bit to eat, just before I went home, and
saw this handsome fella.
That's where I bumped into Shane. So I was working and he was drinking, so that's where we met. And actually, it just was really nice when I first, because we were just chatting, I think, the whole time, I was supposed to go home, and I ended up, I think, wherever you were going, I think I just follows wherever he
went. That old story,
I go
wherever you're going.
Yeah. Exactly, and it's been the same way ever since.
And the Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Yes.
You know, there are so many programmes like that
on TV.
It's so glamorous. And, you know, there are a lot of people look in and they think, gosh, I'd love to be part of all of that. Is it as glamorous as it seems? Or are there challenges being, just to be blunt about it, within the rich set, in the richest part of the country?
I think it could be challenging if you really cared about, let's say, keeping up with Joneses. If that if you cared about keeping up, yes, it could be really, really challenging for you. But I think I approach it not in that way. For me, it was about meeting women who were also in business, and forming friendships and relationships. And really, I'm really my own person. So I don't do that keeping up with the Joneses thing. I do my thing. I'll, you know, perhaps go into different businesses that the other girls possibly wouldn't do. So I don't find it stressful in that way, no. But it is, yes, it's very glamorous. I enjoy that side of it. But equally, I mean, I am a glamour girl, but I equally am a tracksuit and hoodie girl as well. So I'm a bit of both, really, really. But yes, it can be stressful in terms of filming. So it's a very, very hectic schedule when we're filming. You know, they follow you in your life, they follow you around, they're there all the time. So in that, yes, it can be stressful in that sense. But actually, we just have
a lot of fun, right?
Yes, a lot of fun. We just have a good laugh.
And it's part of work as well. And you mentioned that word business. Yeah. Neither of you afraid of taking on a venture and being involved in, you know, we're now in the perfume industry. Yes. So tell me about what you've planned, particularly for Ballymena, because this could be the first of many. Yes.
Yeah, the first of many. So we open our first store on Saturday, 12 o'clock is our launch, in the Tower Centre, Ballymena. And it's under the umbrella of Amen. So I've been over north here for what, 6 years, I think, and always spreading the love of Amen shoes and the brand that is. So this is a branch of that, which is Heaven Scent perfumes, and they're inspired by perfumes. We've been looking at this venture for a while. We're a year in the making, so to get the store open this weekend is quite exciting, really.
You mention Amen and Heaven in the sentence. And, you know, when I saw you on stage years ago, when we'd been doing interviews at the likes of the King's Hall, you know, I never thought of, you know, Shane Lynch, the devout guy, but you became very religious, didn't you? And is that linked? Is Amen and Heaven linked in any way to your faith?
Yes, I'm going to say yes, because I think I found a good way in life that gave me a lot of control, a lot of discipline, a lot of stuff that I lacked, a lot of love, a lot of compassion, and without a doubt, Jesus and my route to God over the last 20 years now, actually 20 years I've been a Christian, and I think just to pay homage to what I do every day of my life, and the name Amen has just birthed from that, really. So, but it's not meant to be specifically we are a Christian brand or anything, you know. It's just something that I really love, and it's lifestyling and being true to who I am and what I am, rather than just getting any old product and go, look, come and buy this. No,
our faith has brought us a lot of happiness and has brought us a lot of peace and a lot of blessings, and it just feels right to kind of approach our businesses in that way. So if we can kind of give a nod to what's blessed us, and we're all about positivity and good things for people and good things for communities, so I feel like adding a little flavour of something in our businesses just will continually bless others that come in and use our services or are a part of our business.
Well, you haven't drop-kicked the fun out of your life.
Oh, absolutely not. No,
you got more fun.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
It becomes more fun, yeah.
Not at all. I know there's a stereotype of, you know, somebody that's Christian being really boring, but I mean, have you seen our socials?
I know.
No.
I know, I thought, boring. Are they really Christians? But having said that, I watched Shane on a program on TV where you were making a trek the whole way to Fatima.
Yes.
And in the end, you decided not to finish it. There was something about you weren't very much in favour of seeing a lot of candles lit that we associate with Fatima. Is that true? Was it the candles that put you off?
I have a candle phobia. I know that's the maddest thing to say, right? And the journey itself was incredible. So any kind of pilgrimage like that, which it is, it was the 2 weeks of walk to do. But when I got to the destination, I arrived at the destination, and for me, my whole mindset was like, well, I've done it now. I didn't need the extravagant 100,000 people turning up, because I don't like crowds as such. So once I got there myself, I was like, actually, there's only 100,000 candles here tomorrow. I'm out.
So why are you so... Because it was a great program, and it, you know, it was like one of those journeys along the pilgrimage trail, and a number of other people were doing it with you, and I find it interesting because you were in it, and that's why I was watching it. But you didn't actually go to where the candles were. Why have you got that phobia? Do you know?
I actually don't know, but my wife will tell you, you're not allowed candles in my house and stuff like that, you know, light candles. So I just stay well away. Now, I'll have a big bonfire. I love a bonfire for some reason, and that kind of stuff. But a little small flame, I don't know. I just I stay well away.
Do you ever risk a nod one? Do you risk a nod one in the bath?
No. Do you know what? It's been 22 years, so I'm just very used to not having that. I have a lot of fake candles. I've sourced the most realistic fake candles because I love a candle, and I've managed over the years to source these realistic fake candles that I have everywhere, and you'd never know that they were fake.
Yeah, that could be your next.
Could be, couldn't it? Yeah.
Amen candles.
Yeah,
fake Frank's on the money now. We're going to write that one down, Frankie.
Absolutely.
So, the music industry, any chance of you fully embracing it in the future? Again, I know you're still dabbling, I know you're still involved, but is the craving still there to play in front of those huge crowds?
For me, not really, no. It's been a long time since I've done anything like that. Singing, yes, I might miss that a little bit, but in terms of the industry, no. I don't. There's plenty of those.
Well.
But it's not necessarily the dodgy people. It's just the industry as a whole. I just feel like there's a lot of hurt people that are in that industry, and a lot of it's hurt a lot of people. And I don't think there's enough room for people to heal. I feel like, especially the younger the artists get, I think the more hurt they become in it. So I just think it's a bit of a toxic industry. So in terms of myself, however, I know your next question now is going to be, what if your kids want to do it? What are you going
to? Well, that's an obvious one, isn't it?
I mean, look, listen, I'll support my children, whatever they want to do, but I'm going to be one of those mums. If they decide to go into that industry, I would be one of those mums who is literally doesn't leave their side. Mm. I think you need that as a youngster. I think young people in the music industry are treated as adults way too quickly. And really, they are mini adults, because somebody like, if we take a Justin Bieber, which teen do you know has a lawyer and an accountant and a business manager? They do become adults very quickly. And I think that can be the ruining of them.
The sad thing is, some of them become adults very quickly, but they don't make it like Justin did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And for the one Justin, there's 10 others that just didn't, and the industry hurt them massively. So it's one I would step into with my kids with trepidation. But if that's what they wanted to do, I'd 100% be there to support them.
You'd prefer to see them in the motor industry, Shane?
Do you know, I think, well, Shane, you know, obviously has seen me for the last 22 years always trying to set some kind of a foundation outside of the industry for a reason. And I'm always business. And if I fall back into the Boys Own Boys, I love them guys and I have a great time.
And you see them a lot, do you?
I do, yeah. I see Keith Duffy quite a lot, actually, because he's more based up around north where we live. Difficult life. And me personally, I'm always trying to get businesses so I never have to go back there again.
And the latest business is Amen,
Heaven Sent.
And people are asking here on the text, will they be able to meet you? They will be able to meet you, won't they, on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be there
tomorrow.
On Saturday. We'll be there.
Saturday.
We'll be there Saturday, 12 o'clock, with bells on, ready to meet everyone. So, yeah, please do come down and have a sniff. But what I want to say, so did you say it was inspired by perfumes?
Yeah.
So literally the shop is all your top selling perfumes. The point of the store was, I'm mad about perfumes. My perfumes cost ridiculous amount of money.
I know.
Which means I use them really sparingly. I want to be able to give people luxury without the price. So our perfumes are inspired by all the top brand perfumes out there, but at a fraction of the price. So you can literally douse yourself in it and it won't cost you that much to do.
So when you say they're inspired, where do you source them?
So all the sort of top selling perfumes out there, so anything from your Tom Fords to your Jean Paul Gaultiers to your Carolina Herrera to all the top selling perfumes that all the girls and guys love, we basically have those, but not at like £150, at a fraction of the cost. And our fragrances are actually, I think they're stronger, longer lasting, because the oils we use are much more potent than what the actual perfume industry use at the minute, because they basically water down your perfumes massively. Ours are intense and strong and long lasting and smell exactly like the ones you wear. So if you don't
believe me, you're some saleswoman.
If you don't believe me, though, this is the thing. It's a shop. You see them online where you can't actually smell to see that actually does it smell like the perfume I like. This is a physical shop you come into. And if you don't believe me, just come down. And give it a go for yourself.
You're into perfume the way he's the way meeting you.
And you.
And we may see you back on a screen acting. You were in Cold Feet, for example. You know, there are so many things you've been in the past. We may see you be out front singing, or indeed with the other fabulous backing singers. And of course, we will see you in Ballymena on Saturday at 12 noon. Perfect. At the Tower Centre, along with Shane. Lovely meeting you again.
Great to see you. Thank you
for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Real pleasure. Real pleasure. Better play a Boyzone song.
You!
So bring you back.
Yeah. Let's go.
Good job.